We begin a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Vav Sif Yud. Tzarech Lezor Me'oid, a person has to be most careful, Shiyom Amen Ketikunai, to say the Amen properly. Shloyachtav Aleph, shouldn't swallow the Aleph, you should enunciate the Aleph. Vloyavli Anun, nor should you not enunciate the Nun properly. The Aleph has to be clear, the Nun has to be clear. Gamizom Oy, the person should be most careful. Shloy Ana Amen, not to answer Amen. Koidim Shasim Hamvarech Kol Habracha. Before the person who's making the bracha completes the entire bracha, don't say Amen. Kizeh, saying Amen that way is called an Amen Chatufa. The Gamlo Ya'achar, on the other hand, don't delay Milanus Amen from answering Amen after the bracha is recited. That would be considered an Amin Yisayma. Similarly, another explanation that Ramah suggests of Amin Yisayma is if you don't know to which bracha you're answering, or if you didn't hear the entire bracha. But the halacha is, even when you're in a shul and they're saying Chazar Shashatz or they're saying Kaddish, even if you're not exactly certain where they're up to in the bracha, which bracha is being recited, but everybody's saying Amen, you may say Amen along with them. Elatek v'shasayim v'varach is bracha. As soon as the person who's saying the bracha finishes saying the bracha, yan Amen, you should say Amen. Lo yagbil koila yoisman v'varach, don't raise your voice higher than the person who's making the bracha. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, gadol Hashem iti, it should be at the same level. And for the same reason, say the Paiskim, your voice should be at the same level, not higher and not lower. And this halacha doesn't only apply to Amen, it applies to Baruch Hu, Birchus Hazimun, Birchus Kahanim. In all these cases, your voice should be at the same level as the person making the bracha, unless you feel the need to raise your voice by saying Amen, because that will help you say the Amen with more kavana, or help other people be inspired to say the Amen, properly. It says the Yud Aleph, Ein Amen Amen Abirchas Atzmai. We don't say Amen. You don't answer Amen on your own bracha. Vad Abirchas Hamazon. Except when we bench after the bracha bar yishlayim, the filum sign bracha achas b'shove meshlich tzibur. If you said a bracha at the same time and finished at the same time as somebody else, and it's not just as the shlich tzibur, but it's not just the shlich tzibur, it's anyone else. Loyana, don't say amen. Avum be bracha achroim cheres, but if he made one bracha and you said a different bracha, the same with b'shava, and you both finished at the same time, then you may say amen. If you conclude yishtabach, or the bracha of hashkivenu shema am yisrael ad, or birchas yalucha she'acha hala b'shava m'shlich tzibur, you finish them at the exact same time as the shlich tzibur, then even though you have said the same bracha, then ein amkein amen, you could say amen, even though it seems like you're answering amen to your own bracha. Kiven the habi paiskim svirlhu, there are many that are of the opinion that fil lach atzmai, even if you were just to recite this bracha yourself, ein abeil amen, and that's indeed the minig of the svardim. So even though it's not the minig of Ashkenazim to say amen after these brachas, it is good enough that you could say amen if somebody else said that bracha, even though you just said the same bracha. Hilchas brachas hashachar, Siman Zayin, Hilchas brachas hashachar. Acha la'asik b'divrei Seira, after the bracha of asik b'divrei Seira. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim teach us, as we speak about the brachas hatorah, how important it is to say brachas hatorah, to say it with the proper halachas, as we're about to learn, to follow all the halachas, and to have proper concentration when we say it. And somebody who does act that way says, he'll become a Talmud Chacham. He'll be zeichel chav lamita shel Torah. He'll understand what he learns properly. Ulazachrei, and to remember what he learns. And if chas v'shalom, he isn't careful, just the opposite. And therefore, say to Paiskim, Alken yagel atzmoy lomer brachas haTorah. Somebody should get accustomed to say brachas haTorah, the kavana with proper concentration, the misen slowly, the cheshek with much enthusiasm, with b'samcha gadol with great simcha. So, after the bracha of asik b'Torah, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, yesh machlokes paiskim, there's machlokes paiskim, ima shemei yana amin aloi. If the person who hears the bracha of brachas haTorah says amen on that bracha or not, yesh amrim, there are opinions she'en kan sim a bracha, that this is not the end of a bracha, it's a continuation of a harav kamkei nimshach lamala. The bracha of a harav is a continuation. V'hakol brachas, it's all one bracha. V'akein ein la'anis amen. Therefore, you shouldn't say amen. V'yei shomrim, the kan who seem a bracha, that does represent the end of a bracha. V'harav no, he bracha acheris, it's a different bracha. And therefore, tzrichen la'anis amen, you should say amen after lasik b'divrei Torah. Well, Cain, Hamvarich, somebody's saying this bracha, Yesh lo yloyim bracha zois balachish, he should say this bracha quietly, Shalo yishma chaveri, that no one else should hear it, V'yovel adei seveka, and now we'll have a question, what is the proper thing to do? Now we speak, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, about brichas hashachar. Brichas hanoyis nolsech vivino, lo yivarach at shiur hayoyim. One should not say that bracha until it's light, because what's the bracha? What is the bracha that they're able to discern when the chickens are able to discern when it's day? The Kav HaChaim does say that you could already say it after Chatzos, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and most Paiskim are of the opinion that it should not be said until Alois HaShachar. Sif Gimel, Birchus Berkayich Ivrim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to see. Yochel gam sum levarach. A blind person could also say this bracha. Sheyesh leinah, because he has benefit. Shachere manal masadarach, that other people will show him where to go. Im kidem ubirach zoike kfufim. But if somebody went out of order and he said the bracha of zoike kfufim, chayim shebirach mata asurim, before he said the bracha mata asurim, shuv leivarach mata asurim. He should no longer say mata asurim. The kva nichlab zoike kfufim. The point of Matar Asurim is already included when you say Zoykev Kfufim. Shebechal Zekifas HaKoyma, part of saying that we're able to get upright, is Atar Savarim, that we're able to straighten ourselves out. Acha Siftalit, Acha Amavishenim Eina Esnum Mafapoy, after that bracha, you don't say Amen, and therefore you should say that bracha quietly. But if the person who made that bracha did not say it quietly, still amen should not be said. Ke'en kan sim bracha, because this does not represent the end of a bracha. Ella, the vihi rotzen that we say after it, shayich gam ken lebracha zois, is included in this bracha. Sim ha bracha hu agoyim chasodim toivim lam Yisrael. The conclusion is for this one long bracha is when we say the words agoyim chasodim toivim lam Yisrael. Sif hei, hanir kol alayla. If somebody was up all night, mevarach kol birchas b'boker, he makes the bracha all the birchas hashachar. He does say all birchas hashachar. If somebody wakes up in the middle of the night, but he intends to go back to sleep, the halacha is that he should only make the birchas hashachar after he gets up with the intention of staying up. Chutz mi birchas until shidayim. You can't make the bracha until Yadayim Shedim Avarech if you were up all night. But if you can't make the bracha until Yadayim yourself, you should try to hear it from somebody who's making it. And the Pesach would say that even if the person who's making the bracha until Yadayim, you need to say it because you just got up in the morning. And that person is saying it because he's washing his hands. It's still the same bracha, and therefore you could say that's going to be satisfactory, that if you can't say it yourself, do it that way. Or birchas alkai neshamva mavishena, the kain, birchas atayra, all of these brachas, yosafik and yavaruch aloi. There's a question if somebody was up all night, can he recite these brachas or not? Well, ken yesh lelahad l'shmayin oisim api acherim. So since we have this question, to try to hitch for somebody else, olanas amen. However, the Brikka Yosef quotes the Arizal, if you have no one else to you could hear the bracha, so then the halacha is that you can make the bracha yourself. And that even applies regarding Brichas HaTorah. Certainly, if someone took a nap during the day, that is another reason why, even though he was up all night, but he can't find somebody to say Brichas HaTorah and he should hear the Amen, the halacha is that he could say Brichas HaTorah. If somebody is up all night, slept and was up, and then the Alois HaShachar comes, that's the moment then he should say Birchas. That's the moment he should say Birchas HaTorah. But the halacha is he doesn't have to stop if he's in the middle of learning. He could continue, and then when he comes to the point of that he has a break, that's when he'll say Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Shulmi Belz once asked his father, the Sar Shalom, who says exactly this bracha of Elokai Neshama? Is it the body? Does the guf, the gashmius, have an understanding in the neshama? And if it's the neshama, so we say Elokai Neshama Shonasatabi, seems to indicate that the neshama is not speaking, we're speaking about the neshama. So the Sar Shalom said that that's exactly what this bracha comes to tell us. This bracha has come to teach us is that we should have a guf, we should have gashmius that has a true appreciation and understanding of what ruchnis is. And we declare that even though we are made up of bas v'dam, we're a guf, we are able to declare l'kai neshama shenasatabi tahirihi. Kol brichas hashachar, continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sevov, all the brichas hashachar m'loy omram koinim shiyispalo, if you didn't say them before you davened, yocha la'omram alacha tefillah, that could be said after the tefillah. If somebody during Pesuka de Zimra realized that he didn't say Brichas HaShachar, when he's between different paragraphs, he should stop and say it. Or the same when he's between Yishtabach and the Brach of Yotzar, he should say it. If he's already in the middle of Brichas HaShachar, however, Brichas Krishma, he should wait for after Tefillah. Chutz mi Brichas Alatilas Yadayim. But Brichas Knesetayim cannot be said after the tefillah. And since Brichas Netil Shadayim has this stringency, the halacha is that we should say it even during the Brichas Krishma, because once we're going to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, it's going to be too late. However, there are those that say if it's a day that we're davening Musaf, so even if you daven the entire Shachris with the Shemoneh Esrei, but still, since you're supposed to say Musaf, so you could still wash and say Netil Shadayim because you're going to daven Musaf. Some are even lenient for mincha, and some say if you missed it, what you should do is be careful, try that day to eat bread, and you'll have to wash, and you'll say al natil shidayim when you wash, because you're going to eat bread, and have in mind that natil shidayim that you're supposed to say in the morning as well. The kivin d'yashem natil shidayim shachris, the reason why natil shidayim is different, because it's made to say in the morning, b'shem tefillah, that we should wash and say this bracha before we daven. In kein lachashes balo, if we already davened, ein oy mokel bracha zois, there's no room for this bracha. V'chutz v'brichas alkai neshama, similarly, the bracha of brichas alkai neshama, shekvayot cannot be said after tefillah, if you said by mechayim mesim. If you realize that you didn't say alkai neshama, even though we said that the halacha is not satisfied with saying brachas or different things during the Brichas Krishma, here, because of this issue, you could say it at that point. And another option is that when you say the bracha mechayim mesim, you should have specific intent that you don't want to be yotzei with mechayim mesim, the bracha of alkai neshama. And then, even though you already said mechayim mesim, after Shemoneh Esrei, you'll be able to say alkai neshama. Siv Zayin, Birchas HaTorah, Mlayam, Kodim, Tefillah, Birchas HaTorah, if you didn't say it before davening. Nachlaka poiskim im yochal amr lach tefillah loy. The poiskim discuss if you could say it after davening. Yesh amrim, there's an opinion, the loy amrim, that you can't say it after the tefillah. Shun the kvah nifta b'have a rabba, I have a soilim. By saying I have a rabba, where we sheyesh be bracha zois, this bracha includes me'ein brachas atayra, because in this bracha we daven to Hashem, the same b'libeinu give us the ability l'havan l'haskel l'shmai l'ma l'lamed to learn and understand your divrei Torah. V'yesh aimrim, but there is an opinion that ain brachas have a rabba p'teres b'brachas atayra, that it doesn't help. Elam loymit, the only time a have a rabba could work is if you learn miyat lachat tefillah after davening miyad b'lihefsek. And therefore, of course, if somebody realized that he didn't say Birchas HaTorah, the best thing to do is if he didn't say Hav Rabbah, say it then. Says the Gemara, says the Kitzush Shulchan Aruch, L'chein, L'chatchila Tzrichim Lazar L'varach Birchas HaTorah Kodem HaTfilah. It's appropriate to have in mind to say the bracha before davening. U'b'di'evrim Shach L'varach Kodem HaTfilah. But if somebody forgot, and he said I have a Rabbah already, I have a Soilam, Yilmar Ezadov Miyanach Tfilah, he should learn something immediately after the Shemana Esrei. V'gam Zoy Shachach, if he forgot to do that as well, as Mesveke Gamken Ein Tzarech Levarach Oid Brichas HaTorah, here the halacha is that we shouldn't make a Brichas HaTorah because it's a Sofik. The Chaya Adam says that you should say it if you don't know, if you have this question. And this really speaks to the question of are Birchas HaTorah a Chiyuv D'Oraisa? Is Birchas HaTorah a Chiyuv D'Rabbanan? If we say it's a Chiyuv D'Oraisa, so even though, as we learned, Safak Brachas Lahakal, but we don't say Safak Brachas Lahakal when it's a Bracha D'Oraisa. And because the Mishnah Berurah is not quite certain, the Shagas Ari discusses this question, are Birchas HaTorah a D'Oraisa or not? The best thing to do if you have such a question is try to find someone who has not said Birchas HaTorah and be yotzer from him. Siv Ches. Im Karu Lalos Lairos HaTorah Kanesh Birchas HaTorah. If somebody was called up for an aliyah before he said Birchas HaTorah, Im Efshalo Levar Kodim Ko Birchas HaTorah. If the best would be to say all the Birchas HaTorah, the Gam Loimel Chal Pachas Pasuk Echad, and also to say at least one Pasuk, Kigon Yivarechacha, Yasakein, that would be best. Vakach yalo tarviyarach, and then go up to get your liyah and make the bracha on the liyah. Vim ef shalasas came, but if there's no time for that, yalakach latayra, just go up for the liyah and make the brachas as you have an aliyah. And kivin shabiracha shabachabanu, since you already said ba shabachabanu, layoy ma'achach, so when you finish the aliyah, you should only say the bracha shekrishonim tzoyis of tzvan lasik b'divrei soira, and then v'har of no adl ami Yisrael for yoma v'verechacha. The Zohar HaKadosh says that not only may one not learn without saying Birchas HaTorah first, the same thing is that one shouldn't even do a mitzvah without first being careful to properly recite the Birchas HaTorah.